After a dominating start by the Mountain Home offense, the West Memphis offense and special teams play proved to be too much as the Bombers lost to the Blue Devils 33-7. It was all Bombers early on as Mountain Home's first drive of the game went 74 yards in 23 plays and took 11 minutes 36 seconds, but came up short when a field goal attempt into a howling wind was no good. On their first play from scrimmage, West Memphis fumbled the ball back to Mountain Home. Brock Boget was able to punch it into the end zone, and Mountain Home had a 7-0 lead. At this point, the Bombers had run 30 plays to just one by the Blue Devils. West Memphis, though, would dominate the rest of the game, reeling off 33 unanswered points. Kendarius Moore got the scoring started with a 12-yard touchdown run. After West Memphis recovered a pooch kick on the ensuing kickoff, the Blue Devils took the lead for good on a three-yard scoring run by Moore. West Memphis would again cover a pooch kick on the kickoff. Five plays later, Moore scores his third TD of the game, and West Memphis is up 19-7 at halftime. In the second half, Cedric Loving scored on a 7-yard scamper, and quarterback Owens McConnell hooked up with Jamal Creighton for a 16-yard TD pass. West Memphis wound up with 394 yards of total offense, while Mountain Home had 137. The Blue Devils move into the postseason with a 6-4 overall record, and they finish 5A East Conference play at 5-2. Mountain Home ends the season with an 0-10 record, 0-7 in the 5A East. Brad Hallworth reporting.